John Gilmore on BBC Radio Lancashire.
Was it a bit of fun, do you think, doing Britain's Got Talent at first? You know, as you say, you never expected it to take off like it did.
I mean, yeah, that was exactly what it was, really. All we went on for was to have fun. And we weren't like a professional singing duo. We were just two kids from Essex.
I know that you've spoken publicly about your struggle with depression. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a difficult thing for anyone to deal with, but I would imagine it's harder to cope with depression when you're in the public eye. Do people expect you to, you know, pull yourself together and give them a show? Do you think we're as sympathetic about the condition as we should be? Because, you know, it's not like having a broken arm or a broken leg, is it, where people can see that there's something wrong with you?
Yeah, it's not very easily verifiable, and that does definitely make it tricky. But I've been extremely lucky myself, in as much as no one has been too demanding of me. People understand how I feel and how I have felt, and I've gone through a very, very long process for the past 6+ years to recover, and I'm still technically on that road, though I do feel at the very tail end of it.
Is life good for you at the moment?
Yeah, I have nothing to complain about. I could dig something up, find something that I'm mildly displeased with in my life, probably, but it would take a while.
Now, I mentioned that you start your tour in Lytham, yes. Where you've played before, of course, at the Proms. We'll talk about that in a moment. 2nd of November, Southport on the 22nd, Salford on the 23rd, but a very important date and something that, you know, is close to your heart because you're an ambassador for the charity,
yes.
The Katie Holmes Trust. You're going to be singing at a big awards night. Let's just bring Paula Holmes in. Hopefully she's not dropped off. The mobile signal keeps dropping off, doesn't it, Paula?
I'm still here.
You're on the A1 somewhere at the moment. But
I am. Hi, John. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
What's it like to have someone like Jonathan perform at these awards, Paula?
Oh, do you know, Jonathan is the most wonderful, wonderful human being. He is so down to earth and so passionate about his work, his family, his life, and about our trust. He is I just love Jonathan and I love his whole family, and we are so honoured that he is going to come up and spend our evening with us and help the evening be very special.
So how did you meet Jonathan then? How did he get involved?
Well, I already knew about Jonathan because I watched him at Britain's Got Talent, so I was completely in love with him anyway. So you can imagine my surprise when our patron Russell Watson, he was going to do a concert at Preston Guildhall, and he invited Jonathan along to perform with him, and I couldn't believe it. I said, well, Jonathan Anton from Britain's Got Talent. Wow, that's amazing. And we met that night, and we met his family, and we just hit it off from there, really. That's where it's carried on.
And the awards ceremony is the 21st of November. What's going to be happening on the night, Paula?
Well, it's going to be a bit like a mini Pride of Britain, but it's for the people of the Northwest region only. People nominated their heroes and it went to a judging panel. The winners were chosen, so the winners already know that they've won on the night. And there's going to be some very special awards given to 10 children and 7 adults. From right across the board, we've got medical professionals, volunteers, children battling illness or they've overcome some kind of adversity. So really, we just want to give back to the Northwest community because we're very aware that we're always asking businesses to come forward and help us, and we're asking people to fundraise. So this is our way of giving back to the community and letting appreciate them, and also recognising all those people we've met along the way that have overcome their own adversities in some way or who have helped others.
And Jonathan, of course, performing on the evening.
I am.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going to blow us all away, aren't you, Jonathan? Can't wait.
Yes. I'm going to try my very... Oh, Paula.
Oh, you are. Well, you're not crying now, are you, Jonathan? Don't you start crying.
That the first thing you said, I may have shed just one tear. You're too sweet.
Oh, do you know what, Jonathan? We don't just get you. We get all of the wonderful Fantwans, just like we've got all the Russellers from Russell Watson. You know, it's all one big family, and it's so lovely, and... I must say, I don't know if you know Jonathan, I'm sure you probably do, but we've also got somebody wonderful hosting the awards that night.
I was just going to say there, could I get a word in? But no, I'll let you carry on. I'll let you carry on.
Yeah, John's going to be hosting the night. John.
Which I'm looking forward to and hearing to Jonathan sing as well. Are tickets still available, by the way, for that, Paula?
Yeah, tickets are available. You can get your tickets by emailing info@katieholmestrust.co.uk and the team will pick up your emails. And, there's still some tickets available, so please do come forward because every penny goes towards a charity.
And 21st of November is the date. You'll be well into your tour then, Jonathan. And will you have on tour with you your... newly revealed love?
I will, yes. And I shall be bringing her along to the Northwest Pride Awards. In fact, it's going to work. The Northwest Pride Awards are the 21st, and everyone who is listening should be going and getting a ticket right now. And then I am playing Southport on the 22nd, which you should also get a ticket for right now. So you can go. You can have a fun-packed, I think...
Weekend,
yeah,
absolutely,
pretty much weekend.
But before all that, of course, your tour kicks off in Lytham. You were at the Lytham Festival in August. You must have enjoyed that.
Oh yeah, I've been to Lytham a couple times now, and every time I'm always welcomed by fantastic people, and yeah, it's always a really really fun time.
And as I say, the solo tour gets underway at Lytham. You're obviously in the planning stages. You know what you got to perform? Do you have a sort of a set list and you're adding to it and taking one out, putting another one in?
Yeah, pretty much. We're it's very fluid at the moment. It's the idea is to make every single night an experience, not an entirely different experience, but something that if someone did choose to go to every single concert, it wouldn't be a waste of time.
And with fans like you've got, I imagine some people do, don't they?
There are a few people going to every concert, so I do owe it to them to make it a little interesting.
So what about the support artists? Will that be the same all the way through, or will you sort of swap and change that?
Oh, no, that is different every night. We are having different people come to every single concert in different combinations. Some people are doing two concerts, but then a different person will be... with them, if that makes sense. But we have a choir at every single venue. In Lytham, for instance, we have the Lytham Community Choir, which is really cool because we get to have part of the actual local culture in the show.
Is that important, do you think, to involve local people in the programme?
I think absolutely. The more that you can give to a community and make it fun for people and have people's families come and see them do this fun thing, that's great for everyone.
Well, listen, lovely to chat to you this afternoon, Jonathan.
Too.
I think we've gone viral with this afternoon, certainly on Twitter with
Amazing.
The Fantwans. That's it, isn't it? We'll see you in Lytham on the 2nd and also look forward to catching up with you on the 21st as well at the Northwest Pride Awards for the Katie Holmes Trust.
Live across the Red Rose County,
John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.